With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Greg Gianforte will probably be given more time to appear in court on his misdemeanor assault charge. That's according to Gallatin County Attorney Marty Lambert.
I don't think it's going to happen Monday or Wednesday of next week.
Gianforte, Montana's congressman-elect, was charged with misdemeanor assault May 24th, one day before polls opened in the special election for Montana's U.S. House seat. He's since apologized for a physical altercation with Ben Jacobs, a reporter for The Guardian newspaper. Published eyewitness statements back up Jacobs' account that Gianforte attacked him. At the time Gianforte was charged, he was given until next Wednesday to appear in court. He has so far passed up two opportunities to do so. The court only hears such charges on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. County Attorney Lambert says he's working with Gianforte's attorney, Ann Jacobs, to find a court date that works for all parties, and that a motion could be filed soon to extend the timeline beyond the original June 7th date. Lambert says these kinds of time extensions happen often.
We'll need to put our heads together, everybody that's involved, and try and come up with times to suggest to the judge.
Meanwhile, a national coalition of press groups is asking a congressional ethics panel to consider disciplinary measures against Gianforte. The Washington, D.C. news source Politico is reporting that Montana Attorney General Tim Fox will not run for Senate in 2018. Politico cites two unnamed GOP sources. Democrat John Tester has announced that he's running for a third Senate term. Fox has been considered a potential tough Republican opponent for him. I'm Eric Whitney.
I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana scientists are holding a forum in Missoula next week to discuss how climate change is affecting the state. Dave Ditloff of the National Wildlife Federation predicts the State of Climate Change Science in Montana Forum will be both informative and alarming.
We've got such a great group of scientific minds in the state, led by Nobel laureate Dr. Steve Running. But more than that, we've got great scientists all over the state here, and I think bringing them together to talk about the impacts to Montana, what are the impacts to our water resources, to our agriculture, to our forests, to our fish and wildlife.
The State of Climate Change Science in Montana Forum will be held just days after President Donald Trump announced the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. It'll be held Monday, June 5th, from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock at the University of Montana's UC Theater in Missoula. It's free and open to the public. I'm Rachel Kramer.
I'm Bo Baker. Montana officials say two boats carrying invasive mussels were stopped at watercraft inspection stations over the Memorial Day weekend. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials say one boat crossed into eastern Montana from the Great Lakes region on May 26, bound for West Yellowstone. Staffers hot washed the boat, which was then taken to Bozeman for a complete decontamination. The second boat passed by an inspection station at Hardin on May 27, and a trooper made the driver return to the station. The boat was washed, and Canadian authorities were alerted because it was being hauled to British Columbia. Montana requires watercraft coming into the state to be inspected after the discovery of aquatic invasive mussel larvae at Tiber Reservoir. Tests raised suspicion that larvae were also in Canyon Ferry Reservoir. Aquatic mussels can spread quickly, clogging water pipes, displacing native species, and causing other economic and environmental problems. The heads of the two largest public land agencies in the U.S. have announced a joint agreement emphasizing cooperation among federal, state, tribal, and local agencies in battling wildfires as the fire season arrives. Secretaries Ryan Zinke of the Interior Department and Sonny Perdue of the Agriculture Department made the joint statement today following a briefing at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise. The agreement doesn't announce any major changes in firefighting strategy, but emphasizes a need for efficiency and communication during an upcoming wildfire season that both secretaries say will be challenging. A University of Montana spokeswoman says 30% of its employees offered early retirement buyouts have shown interest in taking the deal. UM President Sheila Stern said yesterday that the buyouts remain a good deal for the university, despite the fact that the low interest would not save as much money as planned. The university offered 48 employees a deferred payment of half their annual salary to retire this July in an effort to reduce its budget and personnel costs. Communications Director Paula Short said 14 faculty members expressed interest in the deal. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.